Well, hello everybody and welcome to this week's NPL show, the official radio show, stroke podcast, stroke download, dedicated to the Northern Premier League. I'm your host Ben here, nice and warm, got my jumper on. And down the other end of the phone, in the hills, surrounded by snow probably, it's James Hayes. Hello James, how's the snow?
It's still very grey around here at this moment in time.
So I was
it's
hoping
not quite snowy just yet.
When's it going to snow, James? I want snow now.
Okay. We'll just get rid of all the rain, first of all. Don't worry about that.
Let's talk about the rain, shall we? Lots of rain. Obviously, us Northerners know about rain. But last week, a lot of rain. Too much rain, in fact, for a lot of pitches to take and a lot of postponements. There were some matches played in the FA Trophy, and we'll be talking about those games shortly. Some big results on Tuesday night as well in the rearranged FA Trophy matches. We'll be talking about them as well. But later, we're going to be talking about the league and this weekend's matches in the Premier Division, as we're going to be joined by North East Non-League Football Show's very own Mark Carruthers. We're also going to be hearing from some managers this week. We've got Nick Gray coming on from Morpeth. We've got Andrew Heald coming on, assistant manager at Atherton Colls. Russ Cousins, joint manager at Grantham Town. And Mark Fell from Lancaster City will all be joining us on this week's show. But James, we brought you on to talk about some of those big results from the FA Trophy. We obviously spent hours last week with the show, especially Andrew Simpson putting in all the legwork, and then we got to Saturday afternoon and we were just met by a load of peas. There were some results on Saturday in the first qualifying round of the FA Trophy. Basford United safely through. They beat Michelover Sports by 3-0. And Basford United will be taking on FC United in the next round. More on that in a second. Buxton, great result for Buxton this, James. They beat Hyde United by 3-2 with the Di Girolamo brothers scoring.
Yeah, indeed. So, and again, looking at the last couple of weeks, Buxton are absolutely flying at this moment in time now. Now Liam Harney's starting to get into the scoring boots. They're going to be a massive scoring team, and that's what Buxton were missing early in the season.
Buxton are taking on our very own cone of Step 4. So that's not a gimme, that one, especially as it's taking place up in Lancashire. So that'll be interesting there. Cone played on Monday night, and they beat Kidsgrove Athletic by 1-0. So a good result that for Cone. Back to Saturday's results though, and a big win for Grantham Town. It's not been a good hunting ground for Rushall Olympic, the Northern Premier League this season. Grantham Town 5, Rushall Olympic 3. Craig Westcar there scoring a penalty in the 89th minute, rounding off a great afternoon there at the South Stephen Stadium. But to hear now how good an afternoon it was on Friday, I caught up with one of the joint managers. Here's Russ Cousins. Well, Russ, a big thank you for joining us. And where do we start? A big congratulations. What a fantastic victory that was over Rush Olympic. Quite a hell of a game, though. How's your nerves after it?
Yeah, it was a proper cup tie. Both teams, you know, to be fair, it was a really, really good game. Much praise and credit to their side as well. They started really well, took a 2-0 lead. As the Mears usually brings, it's horrific with the weather forecast and everything else. So I think somebody switched the wind meter on a little bit harder than it was before. So, they set off really well. We got back into the game, 2-2. Then we had another man, down to 10 men with the man sent off. So, yeah, all in all, it was a great result.
It really was, and those two goals just before the half hour mark, back to back, that really was crucial, wasn't it?
Definitely, yeah. And to be fair to the lads, they've always dug in. They've dug in really well, and it's one of those games where we could have sunk. I think maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago we probably would have, but this time round, we came through it and did. Yeah, we can't praise the lads enough. It was a real man to man, real hard fought game.
And obviously in the next round, we don't know yet because the replay between Hales Owen and Stamford is obviously on Tuesday. But is that difficult to prep for that game, given you won't really know till Tuesday night what's happening?
Well, like we've always said, every game comes, they're always going to be hard, whether it's Stamford, Hales Owen or whoever it may be. They're always tough games. So we just prepare as we normally do. We prepare game by game anyway. So obviously Scarborough Saturday, so... Yeah, we go from there, really.
Let's talk about the league then. And obviously, it's very, very congested. Let's say you're currently sitting in 14th, but you're only 4 points from fourth. So it's one of them things at the moment. We have to talk about that 7-0. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to bring it up. The 7-0 match against Buxton. But you must be pleased with the way your team's bounced back from that with two draws, especially that draw against South Shields as well.
Yeah, that Tuesday night game, you know, I had to publicly apologise to the supporters for that, because that was the one and only game that was absolutely horrific from start to finish. From the very first whistle, we didn't look in it. It wasn't the lack of effort, it was just the fact that we just looked absolutely completely lost in every position, which is not like us. You know, it's we normally, as a lot of managers say, big directors, you know, really work hard, but it just didn't come off for some reason. And we should have been 3-0 up in the first couple of minutes. Everything they hit went in the back of the net, and it was, you know, a night to remember for them and a night to forget for us, definitely. But the South Shields match, that was really where we, you know, we really went for it to town. Again, we should have been 2-0. We hit the post in the first couple of minutes, went 1-0 off the line. But, you know, in typical Grantham style, you then go 1-0 down and have to pull it back again. But the lads, they were superb, and it was really, you know, especially in front of 2,000 supporters, you know, from South Shields. Whatever, you know, game to pull back in again. And at the end, their keepers pulled off an absolute worldie of a save, and we could have nicked it right at the death.
So with that then, obviously, you're heading to this game with after the Rushall result as well, which we should add to the mix of bouncing back from that Buxton game. Is that Buxton result going to be helpful for you now as a joint manager? Because it's kind of reminded the team that, you know, you can't rest on your laurels or anything like that. And certainly there's a good team there, as proven with that result against South Shields and Rushall.
Yeah, the lads, I think sometimes a little bit of confidence is a little bit lacked. Other times, I do think we are a little bit, you know, better. We think we're better than we are. And sometimes you have to, maybe that 7-0 knocked us down a peg or three. And it's sometimes you take the wind out of your sails, you start all over again, and you have to try and make a bit of a run-up. So we're hoping tomorrow carries on. It's going to be another tough game, as they all are in this division. They've just started picking up a few points as well after a bit of a disaster start. So we know it's, you know, we have to try and stop teams coming from it, you know. At the minute, it seems to be that every team we play have just hit a bit of form, so we have to, you know, try and stop them from doing that at our place.
Yeah, they're another team in this. I don't want to say blob, but this entity that exists from fourth down to 14th of this 4 point gap. Scarborough very much involved in that area of the table as well. This is a vitally important game. Where are you at? We've spoke a couple of times this season. Grantham have had a great start to the season. As we said, a win and you're right up towards the playoff positions again. So where are you at? Do you feel this side of Christmas and what your trajectory is? Do you feel?
I think it'd be nice to squeeze 10th and above. That'd be nice for us. That's on course, shall we say. But we just go, you know, we go out there to win every game, and it's, you know, obviously that's never going to happen. But at the end of the day, you have to be competitive in every game you play, and hopefully that's where we'll end up.
Russ Cousins, joint manager at Grantham Town. Great result that, James, for Grantham. And in the next round, they'll be taking on our very own Stamford, maybe.
Yeah. Indeed. So, I mean, that game was if you can see the highlights of it, go and watch him, because it was absolute, to quote yourself here, Ben, boom, bang, bang, football. Very, very scrappy game because of the conditions as well. I'm surprised Grantham had to wet ahead, but well done to the groundsman on that one, really. Rushall Olympic have been playing in the Southern League this season, and they've shown it a couple of times against our sides, obviously getting knocked out to Belper in the FA Cup as well. But yeah, well done to Grantham. That's enough said on its own in a very, very tough conditions. Again, if you go watch the highlights, go find them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I said that they'll be taking on Stamford. Stamford drew 2-2 with Hales Owen on Tuesday night. So that'll be going to a replay. And we won't know the result of that one until next Tuesday when the replay happens. So big good luck to Stamford. But a big congratulations to Grantham heading through to the next round of the FA Trophy. Also going through to the next round of the FA Trophy, we've got Lancaster City. They were 1-0 winners over Witton Albion, and the great run for Lancaster continues. James, we'll get your thoughts in a second, but on Friday, I caught up with the manager at the Giant Axe. Here's Mark Fell. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us, and a big congratulations for that fantastic win on Saturday through to the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy. How was it?
We made hard work of it, has to be said. I think if you, you know, if there was any football purists there at the game, they might have been asking for the money back. But yeah, it wasn't a great spectacle. It was a bit of a war of attrition. But I thought that we, having watched it again, I mean, when you watch games live, you obviously create a judgment from them. But having watched it again a couple of times afterwards, I thought we were pretty good value for it, to be honest. I think we created probably 5 or 6 half-decent chances. And real piece of quality led to the penalty that got us through. So it's cup football, so it's about just finding a way. And on the day we found a way to get through.
I suppose the other thing is as well, I mean, to get the game on was a bit of a triumph. There was postponements left, right and centre. So how was the conditions?
We don't have a problem with our pitch. It's one of the better draining, well, I'm not going to say it's one of the better pitches in the league, because you have South Shields fans of fair view of our pitch, and it's they don't really enjoy it, but and they're quite vocal about telling us it's not very good. But yeah, it's not. Listen, we work hard on it. You know, it's not going to be a bowling green. It's not a bowling green, but it's functional. And what it does give us, what the volunteers at the club do, is that they work hard to make sure that these games don't postpone. So I don't think we've lost a home game at Lancaster for 3 or 4 years, to be honest. And it was fine. It was absolutely fine. It was quite solid, really. So, yeah, testament to the staff at the club and their hard work to make sure we're always on our own.
I was going to say, you don't lose that many home matches with regards to postponements, but you don't lose that many home matches more generally. And you've not lost that many games overall either. I mean, it's been a great start to the season. It must be very pleasing to look at the league table at the moment.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've lost 3 league games all the way from home. So we've not lost at home, which is, you know, a decent sort of staple of your season, if you can keep that record going for as long as you can and always make sure that you're making our, you know, the Giant Axe a bit of a fortress, really. So that's important. And yeah, we have started well. I mean, I sort of suggested to some of our local media a couple of weeks ago that we weren't getting the credit that we deserved, or the players weren't getting the credit they deserved, for what was a really, you know, a really strong start. And when you look at where we are in terms of results compared to a lot of the teams in this league, we've done it based out of sort of honest hard work. And, you know, we're the top scorers in the league, I think, at this point. And, you know, I think we're top of the form table as well. We went through October with 6 wins and a draw. It's a lovely place to be at the moment. And I suppose it's perfect time to lead us into what looks to be our biggest game of the season tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll get to that game in a second. But just to finish things off with the FA Trophy, brought you on this week so we don't jinx it for you next week. But Stourbridge away, that's a tough game, that one.
Tough and made more difficult by the craziness of the fixture scheduling. I mean, who in the wisdom at the FA decided that to put the first round of the FA Cup with the second qualifying round of the FA Trophy on the same day? It's madness to me. You know, a team generally always in the draw for the first round proper of the FA Cup. So, unfortunately, it's led to us having to go to Stourbridge on a Tuesday night, which is, it's a disadvantage, is what it is. I mean, don't get me wrong, we are in great form and we fancy our chances against anyone, but they've made it tough for us. And a lot's been said about the schedule and a lot's been said about fixtures this season. And, you know, you look at clubs like Stafford, I think they've played 5 away on the bounce. You know, it's really the scheduling, in my view, probably needs a little bit of a look at. And I don't know whether it's the computer that churns them out or, you know, somebody sat in a dark room somewhere, but we've seen some crazy stuff this year from a fixture scheduling perspective, and it's not made it easy. But listen, it is what it is, and we'll roll our sleeves up and we'll go down to Stourbridge and we'll see what we can get. And as I say, they're a team that's performing well as well, so we know we'll have to be at our best. But we say that to the players every week, we've got to be at our best. And as you guys know, this league is non-stop, and everybody can be. It's a bit like the Championship, I always think, the Northern Premier League, where everybody can beat everybody. So we've got to be at our best all the time, and that'll be no different when we go down there.
You've got the Hyde match before that, haven't you, on the Saturday? But before you can even look at the Hyde match and then the FA Trophy match, it is game of the weekend, there's no doubt about it. But I was going to say it's possibly the game of the season thus far. South Shields away. Before we get into that, is any comment on the pitch or anything like that, or are you happy with it?
I'm sure it'll be lovely.
But how are you shaping up for this game heading into it?
Yeah, we're okay. I mean, it's nice to have Lancaster City in and around the game of the weekend. I'd sort of bit tongue in cheek said that, you know, it's difficult to get a look in from a publicity perspective when you've got sort of South Shields, Scarborough, FC United, and such the like, or any clubs within a 10-mile radius of Manchester sometimes with the media of this division. But it's nice for us to sorry, might be a bit controversial. It's nice for us to be labelled, you know, amongst these big games. And I don't think there's any pressure on us. I don't think there's any pressure on us at all. I think we can go and play our football. We can go and try and do the things that we have been doing. I think in truth, everybody or most expected South Shields or would expect South Shields to be promoted by March. I think it doesn't always work like that. And we'll go there with absolutely no fear. We go there, you know, knowing that we're top of the form table and that maybe they've got to look at us in a different way. So go with no fear, no pressure, try and play our football. And what they've given us is they've given the league an opportunity to see that there might be, like any team in any division, there is some deficiencies there. Obviously, we take a bit of heart from the fact that they drew it against Grantham, they lost at Witten, what Colne did to them in the FA Cup. And we look at that and think, right, well, you know, we don't have to go there and be afraid of them. They're not an invincible side, but we still know that they're very good and we have to be at our best.
I was going to say, I mean, there's just a 5-point gap between yourselves and South Shields now, and there's a 5-point gap between yourselves and Warrington Town. So a win, and suddenly, you know, you've opened up a pretty big gap to the rest of the division and closed the gap up to the top. So I know I've asked you this about your expectations for the season, but, you know, we are in November now. So what's your expectations this side of Christmas?
Well, we've got to change. Our expectations have got to change, and that's not just me and the players. That's the whole club and the way we operate. That we've played a third of our league games. So we've played a third of our league games and we're third in the table, same points as Beresford. And actually, we take each game as it comes, but my job is to look at sort of microcycles and where we could be. So if we to get an unbelievable result at the weekend and win at South Shields, because they play in the trophy next Saturday, our game against Hyde next Saturday could in theory take us top of the division. Now, that's obviously, there's a lot of work to be done between now and then, but it's not inconceivable. And I think we have got to you know, retake stock and relook at where we want to be. We're in a great position. And you can say it's early. I mean, I keep saying to people, oh, we're not actually playing that well, but we keep winning. I can't keep saying that because we do keep winning. So I can't keep almost playing us down because we're doing the job at the moment. I mean, football changes very quickly, and I will absolutely enjoy every minute of what we're doing at the moment because I know that it can change quick. And we've got some tough games coming up as well. We've got to go to Scarborough, you know, in a couple of weeks, which is never an easy place to go. So, but I think we have to reevaluate where we are. We have to say, you know, we are in the mix at the moment, and we've got a great platform and a great opportunity to try and stay up there. And it'd be unbelievable for us to be in the playoffs or around the playoffs. It'd be magnificent. And the way the place is at the moment and the confidence amongst the lads and, you know, the way we're doing things, it's something that we're definitely aiming at now.
Matt Fell there, manager of Lancaster City. Lancaster, their start to the season's been phenomenal, hasn't it, James?
Continuing from last season now, it's been a massive turnaround in the last 12 months for the club. No one can beat them at home at this moment in time, and it's been very, very strong teams and strong performances up there as well. It's turning into a little bit of a thought. Teams are actually going up there and not even scoring against them at this moment in time. I think the only team to get more than one against them has been Grantham. We don't think we've actually mentioned the word dark horse this year, have we?
Yeah, well, not yeah. Often. Yeah, we have.
But even still, Lancaster are really becoming very, very strong dark horses at the moment in time. I know some teams have got a lot of games to catch up on in the league, but you can't really see them not performing at this moment in time too either. They're going to be a real big threat, especially at home as well, where they are getting the results.
But they're not at home for the next round of the FA Trophy. They'll be travelling to Stourbridge, formerly of this parish. So that's a big game, that one. Stourbridge beat Nuneaton Borough in the first qualifying round. So big congratulations to Lancaster. Also going through to the next round of the FA Trophy, got Morpeth Town, 6-1 winners over Cleethorpes Town. Very, very convincing stuff up in the northeast at the weekend. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Morpeth. Here's Nick Gray. So, Nick, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, a big congratulations for that fantastic win last Saturday against Cleethorpes. How was the afternoon?
It was a good afternoon for us. I mean, you know, they're doing really well in their league. I think the third top. And, you know, I think both preparation for both teams is a little bit late because we didn't know if we were going to play each other until halfway during the week. So it was good, you know. So we didn't know a lot from them, although we played them twice last season, but we know how they were dangerous because they beat us twice last year. So, you know, we start the game brightly. They've had a player sent off early doors, and you think, oh, hopefully we can take this advantage, but that doesn't necessarily give you the game right to say you will do. But to be fair to our lads, we moved the ball well, and then, but we didn't move it with intensity, and then they have scored, and I think that was probably the best thing that happened for us, because after that, we certainly got playing in the front foot and played their half as quick as we can, and scored 5 minutes after they scored to equalise, and then we were 3-1 up by half-time, and then, to be fair, half-time, we just said to that, just continue what you do and just keep moving the ball around, keep your discipline, and fortunately, we carried on the same vein of performance in the second half, and it was as it's not usually the case, it was a nice relaxing second half performance, you know, where you didn't have to worry. The only thing I had to worry about was in case we got any injuries, which thankfully we didn't, so it was a great convincing win in the end.
I was going to say a professional performance as well, because like you said, Cleethorpes going into this this round of the FA Trophy are in great form, and you know, they would have fancied it, especially after going 1-0 up 23 minutes in.
Yeah, I mean, we're under no illusions that they're a good side, and like I say, like the 10 men, you think, oh, well, you've got the numerical advantage, definitely, but it doesn't necessarily, like I say, it doesn't give you a gimmick to win games, and sometimes it's hard to play against teams, but, you know, I thought we used the extra man really well, and once we got the nose in front, no disrespect, by half-time, I think, you know, I thought the next 5-10 minutes, as long as we didn't concede one to give them a chance, we'd win the game. Comfortably, as it happened, we've scored a fourth goal early doors, and to be fair to them, I think they've thrown the towel in a little bit then, or not thrown the towel in, but I think they realised they're not going to get back into the game because they've made 3 subs. So as a contest, it was probably finished up the 55 minutes of the game.
Well, that sets up a game next weekend where you travel to Lancashire to take on Atherton Colls. You've played Atherton already, but that was at your place. They're a bit of a different beast, I think, at Alderhouse.
Certainly are. They've got a good home record, and we're under no illusions that's going to be a tough game. Yes, we know a little bit about them. They know a bit about us as well, but we know it's going to be a completely different game, the league game. As I say, they've got home advantage. We've got 2 results to get, either a win or a replay, you know, to bring it back to us midweek. So that's what we'll be looking towards next week.
But you could park the FA Trophy to one side for this weekend because obviously it's back to league matters. 6 games unbeaten now in the league. I think it's safe to say you've found your feet at step three, but you've got these games in hand now. That's the double-edged sword with cup runs, I suppose.
It is. I mean, you're going to be playing catch-up. I'd rather have points in the bag. Like I think most coaches would, but we had to learn fast for this league like we did last year. It's a wide-open league. I can honestly say that. You know, every time you go to play a team at the weekend or midweek, you know it's going to be a tough game, and you know no illusions about that. And you know, two of them on Saturday, and yes, we're on a little bit of a run where we've had some draws, but you know, I want to try and get some of these draws into wins and climb up the table. If we win 2 or 3 of our games in hand, I think we've got 4 in quite a few of the teams. You know we're going to be in a good position, but we would like to be in that decent position come Christmas time, and then see what that takes in the second half of the season. Well enough, we can catch the games up in time by Christmas is another matter because of, you know, I know we've got the League Cup still to play. I know there's not as many midweek games now. The weather is turning as well. So we still might have them games in hand come the second half of the season. But we just need to learn about the league quickly, and I think we are. I think we're getting tougher to break down. I think it's the other end where we've really been really good in the last few years. That's where we're learning. We're going to have to play a little bit differently, but we're taking everything on board and confident the squad will, you know, is learning quickly and that we can move up the table.
Hey, I tell you what though, if you could get a game on last Saturday, I'm pretty sure you can get a game on any time of the season. That's for sure. I've jinxed that game now tomorrow. I do apologise if it's off. But yeah, Morpeth Town against Witton Albion tomorrow. Witton Albion are your archetypal mid-table MPL side. Very, very difficult to beat. Fancy creep getting towards the playoff positions. This one's a good indication of where you are, I think, this season.
Definitely. I mean, they had a good start the season, and a little bit of dip, then they've picked up a little bit again. So we know it's going to be hard, you know, and we do a little bit home like they do on us, and we just got to take our home form, which is really good, into our game tomorrow, and hopefully the game will be on. But as it says, you know, they're above us in the league, and you know, we want to try and catch up to them. I believe if we're beaten tomorrow, we'll go above them. So that's our incentive tomorrow. And like you say, our home form is really good, and we want to take that into tomorrow, because, as you well know, it's, you know, we do a lot of travelling. But on the flip side of that, obviously the opposition, when they come up to ours, they think, Craig, we've been away all day, leaving at 8 o'clock, 8:30, it's 9 o'clock. So we've got to try and take that advantage early doors and games, and start the front foot, and, you know, before they get settled and put a foot into the game, we want to try and get our noses in front.
Nick Gray there, manager of Morpeth Town, joining us here on the NPL show. Morpeth safely through, where they'll be taking on our very own Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles, great result this one, James, on Tuesday. They beat Scarborough Athletic by 3-2. We'll be getting your thoughts in a second on that particular result. But for more now on Atherton Coles and that great victory in the FA Trophy, on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their assistant manager. Here's Andrew Heald. Well, Andrew, a big thank you for joining us. And firstly, a big congratulations for that stunning victory against Scarborough. Quite a match, that one, on Tuesday night. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. I think we were really well prepared. We've been doing a lot behind the scenes. We've had to learn really quickly in this league. And we've been utilising every area that we can to be the best we can in terms of analysis and data. And we had a great session with the lads on Thursday around how they'd set up and kind of putting things in play. So, you know, we put the side to, we knew it'd be quite, well, we thought it'd be quite an open game for the first half. It was relatively boring. You wouldn't have got a match of the day, put it that way. But we kind of said to the lads at half time, you know, listen, we are playing in the trophy, you know, let's give it a go. And they responded extremely well, and the second half was really open, and obviously we got the goals we wanted. Disappointed to concede the goals that we did, but, you know, it turned out to be a really open game, and, you know, we're really happy and fortunate to come through with a win. So yeah, really, really pleased.
And that was back-to-back matches where Atherton Coles were involved in a 3-2 scoreline. Obviously, FC United 10 days earlier. Was it helpful having that postponement on the Saturday, or did it get in the way of your preparations?
No, the weather's been a bit of a nightmare recently, but we was ready for Saturday, of course. But it did kind of play in our favour a little bit. We've managed to get another good session on with the lads on Saturday, so we trained well, and then obviously we managed to work on the stuff that we'd done on the Thursday, so it was that extra opportunity to be fully prepared for the game. So, you know, we learned again, as we do for most games in this league, we learned a lot from the FC game. I thought it was really unfortunate, but certain things, certainly in and around the box and the edges of the box where we've conceded some amazing goals of late, we really tightened up in that area, and it really paid off. So, yeah, the postponement actually did work, I suppose, in our favour. Just that extra bit of preparation to kick us on now, what's going to be, you know, like a tough few weeks. We've got another tough game tomorrow, but we're fully prepared for that, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, it has kind of been like a welcome to step three for Atherton Coles. But yeah, you must be happy with the performances that have been put in. I mean, you know, you could look at the league table and go, oh, look at Atherton Coles there. But you played the likes of FC, Morpeth, South Shields. But, you know, you've got victories against Gainsborough there, and a good draw against Matlock. So the performances are there.
Yeah, we're getting there now. Cleggie's done a great job in bringing players in. We learned early on, I think. Pre-season wasn't great in terms of that we didn't have that strong side that we wanted to go into the league with, which is meant us having to swap and change and play around with different positions. We've had to change the goalkeeper a number of times. We've had to obviously have Greg back, and Ollie's done a great job, but we just needed that, you know, as soon as Greg became available again, we needed that experience back there, and he's going to come in, and hopefully he's going to work with Ollie as well to bring him on. But, you know, it has been a tough start. You know, we are happy. I think we did predict we'd get 10 points out of our first 10 games. So I suppose we we've achieved that first mark. And I think the week where we did have more piff away, and I think we was at Matlock as well, and we had FC, so it was, you know, we kind of said that to come away with 4 points from those fixtures, you know, if someone would have said that before, we would have ripped their hand off. So it has been a steady start, and now we're hoping now that we can, you know, there's a bit of pressure, not pressure, but we've now got a squad that gives us an headache each week, which is what we want. We've got a real talented bunch of lads, and really, really pleased with how they've gelled, and, you know, some of our kind of culture and our ethos, certainly in the dressing room, hasn't shifted. It's a really positive dressing room and a positive outlook, and we've got that quality to come with it now. So, you know, it's down to myself and Cleggy and the coaching team to make sure that we pick the right sides for the right games.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to tomorrow's big match in a second, but obviously the draw for the next round of the FA Trophy has taken place now, and you're hosting Morpeth Town. Obviously, you've played Morpeth in the league already, but I think Atherton are a bit of a different animal at home.
We said that in the team talk ahead of the game this week, that, you know, we've got to be better at home. We've got to make it a fortress. We've got to, you know, make it difficult for teams to come to us. And, you know, we'll be looking forward to inviting Morpeth down. The game when we played them up there wasn't a 3-0 scoreline. It was down to, I think they had 4 chances and scored 3. We had 6 chances and scored none. And I think that's where we have got to be more ruthless. But we've got to work harder in defence, which we've worked on in and around the box and pressing well. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. You know, I think we've got a good chance. There was nothing, you know, we've all credit to Morpeth, but they didn't have anything that scared me or Cleggy or the team. You know, we know that if we apply ourselves better, we've got a great chance to get in there after the next round. So, you know, it's a good time. We're really looking forward to it.
And obviously, you could that match taking place next Saturday. Before that, you've got a pretty big league match as well, Basford United on Saturday. I mean, I used the term earlier, welcome to step three, but this is one of those welcome to step three moments.
Yeah, they've had a great start, and we've watched a lot of the videos on them, and, you know, the really dominant side. So we know it's going to be a tough test, but we've got to, again, we've prepared well, and I think the games like we had against Enfield and FC, you know, they've prepared us really well. We know what to expect. We know we can't switch off. Our concentration levels have got to be sky high, because, you know, what we're learning, like you said, at this level now is it's ruthless. You know, you give lads chances, they score them. It's, you know, the league below last year, we would have had, you know, some of the chances that, or some of the goals we've conceded, you know, you just wouldn't see them at that level. And it's a real, the lads have, it's about concentration, it's as much as you've got to work hard. And I think we've really got to get in the faces of Oxford and create problems. And I think we do that, we're going to create chances. We create chances every single game. So if we can be a lot tighter in terms of conceding, then, you know, we've got as much chances as anyone. So again, you know, the quality's now in that squad. You know, you've got the likes of John Wills, who's come in, he's brought that experience, and he's now played a few games, and you can start to see his sharpness is coming through, and he's really, really driving us on. So Jordan's now back, he's looking sharp. We brought Chaddy in, unfortunately he's struggling at the minute, but, you know, Bentham's looking really fit and sharp. So we've got those goals, Ben Arcastle's back. So yeah, we're going to give it a good go. You know, it's not going to be easy, but it won't be easy for Basford either. So looking forward to it, as always.
Atherton Call's assistant manager Andy Heald speaking to us here on the NPL show on Friday lunchtime. It's steady as she goes for Atherton Call. They're certainly not disgracing themselves at step three.
No, indeed. So, I mean, Scarborough, obviously, third time he's been down there this season, and 3 defeats now for Scarborough at Alderhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. Also going through, though, and this is a fantastic result, isn't it? Sutton Coldfield Town beating Stafford Rangers by 2-1. We'll obviously hear from Neil too soon, because we have got the Step 4 show next week. So I'm going to hold back on a couple of returnees from Step 4. But, you know, this is the time of the year where you get clubs who literally can't help themselves and keep appearing on the NPL show. Sutton Coldfield Town are one of those sides. They've just been phenomenal in both Trophy and in the FA Cup, and proving it right there, James, with that upset against Stafford Rangers.
So I'm talking about dark horses. I mean, obviously, you got looking from last season as well, where they absolutely tore apart the Central Division just being unfortunate with the playoff situation last year. Neil Tooth also starting to become a bit of a cup specialist.
And they've got Neil Tooth as well. I'm pretty sure he managed at Hansford Town, didn't he? I'm right in saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think he made the third qualifying round when he was last there as well. Yeah, so it's a bit of a...
Yeah, so this is it, isn't it? Sutton Coldfield Town will be hosting Hensford Town. And so we're definitely getting Neil Tooth on next week on the Step 4 show, that's for sure. So big congratulations to Stafford Rangers. And finally, big congratulations to Jody Bannum and Ashton United. They were 1-0 winners against Warrington Town. No mean feat, that one. And a great result there for Ashton United. It just continues this little... plodding a long run that Ashton United are on at the moment. They're just starting to find themselves back on the feet again.
They're starting to turn that corner. They've proven themselves that they can they beat the teams at the top end. Yeah, it's the FA Trophy. It's sometimes a different situation. But as we say with the FA Cup earlier in the season as well, form can build from these situations too. Looking at the next couple of games for Ashton, they've got a great chance there just to start picking up points a little bit and start getting away from the bottom end of the table, putting the pressure on.
Well, that's the results from Saturday in the FA Trophy first qualifying round. Ashton United, incidentally, have been drawn away to either Carlton Town or Matlock Town. Both those teams going head-to-head on Wednesday night as we record this bit of the show. Back to the FA Trophy first qualifying round results that we've definitely got confirmed. And to Tuesday night, we've mentioned a few of them already, but Curtis Woodhouse finally got a game under his belt as manager at Gainsborough Trinity. And what a result this was, James. 4-0 win at Dunstan. No messing about there for the Lincolnshire side.
Again, Gainsborough could pick up that name a little bit. They were first to pull the trigger this year in changing managers. Again, this sat sort of football, I think Gainsborough need to start playing a little bit. Especially with Galen Avil getting the hat-trick too. Someone who's been off the team, the score sheets for quite a while now too.
Congratulations to Gainsborough Trinity. Then Gainsborough Trinity will be travelling to Tamworth in the next round of the FA Cup. So, tricky game that one for Gainsborough, but we'll wait and see. Just to add as well, also going through, Leake Town, 2-0 win over Chase Town. So, Leake Town's great start to the season continues safely through to the next round. Also going through to the next round is Nantwich Town. They beat Bamber Bridge by 2-1. And they came from 1-0 down as well to do that. So, that's quite an outcome there for Dave Cook's side. It's always going to be an interesting one, isn't it, when a side gets to the first round of the FA Cup, they go, you do wonder, are they going to, you know, how are they going to play it in the FA Trophy? There's your outcome right there. And Nantwich have got a great chance of getting through to the next round after that as well, because they'll be hosting Colville, James.
When we talk the likes of Altrincham, Sourbridge, who do have cup history, Black Spartans, Nantwich are starting to become one of them teams too that you don't want to be facing them in a knockout situation.
Prescott Cables and Pickering Town will have to go again. They drew 0-0 on Tuesday night, so that goes to replay next Tuesday night. The winners of that will take on Runcorn Linnets. Runcorn Linnets successfully beat Pontefract Colls by 5-3 on Tuesday night. A great result that for Runcorn Linnets, and we'll be hearing from the Linnets on next week's Step 4 show, of course, in the lead up to that game. Also going through is FC United. They won the Battle of Stainton Park on Tuesday night, where they beat Radcliffe by 2-0 in, how can I word this, a fiery game. Taster, I believe is the term. South Shields also navigated themselves through in Greater Manchester on Tuesday night. They beat Stalybridge Celtic by 2-0 on the road. And a good win, that one, for South Shields. They'll be taking on our old friends Rushden and Diamonds, James.
Yeah, that's one trip. Rushden won't be what one.
Sorry, James. I'm sorry to interrupt. Is that regionalised, that draw?
Yeah, north and south.
Wow, okay. Good luck, everyone. Blimey, that's a hell of a trip, isn't it? Luckily, South Shields don't have to worry about that, but blimey, Rushden and Diamonds. Wow. Anyway, let's talk about one last result then from Tuesday night. Whitby Town 4, Worksop Town 1. Whitby Town overcoming that banana skin there at the Turnbull. So a great chance for Whitby Town to progress as well, because they're going to be travelling to our very own Peterborough Sports, formerly of this parish, Peterborough Sports. Not going to be easy, that one, with the travelling, but Whitby Town, they've had a good cup run. They could mirror that in the FA Trophy this season.
They're used to travelling anyway, because the distances they've had to play this season in the FA Cup run they've had anyway. Let's be honest, Stourbridge, Gloucester on a Monday night, back-to-back pretty much. I don't think that's going to faze them as much anymore. But Peterborough Sports have been a bit of a shock package, so it will be interesting to see what happens with that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, James, a big thank you for joining us. Just to say, by the magic of radio, I'll be talking about that Carter Town, Matlock Town match shortly from Wednesday night. Well, James Hayes from the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us, and we'll be hearing from you again next week, but on the monthly show. That's right, everyone, it's back. We'll see you then, James. James Hayes there from the Northern Premier League speaking to us here on the NPL show. I did promise you a full-time score from Wednesday night in the FA Trophy, first qualifying round, and two first-half goals from Matlock Town sealed the deal for Steve Kitchick's side. It finished Carlton Town 1, Matlock Town 2. Matlock Town there going through to the next round of the FA Trophy. And that's enough about the FA Trophy. We'll be returning to the competition on next week's NPL show, as well as that Nantwich Town match in the FA Cup. But before all of that, there is only one place we could turn to now, and that's to this weekend's upcoming matches in the NPL Premier Division. And guiding us through some of the big matches this weekend, I caught up with the North East Non-League Football Show's very own, here's Matt Carruthers. Let's talk about matches then this weekend, and a big game. Yeah. The big game of this weekend, it has to be, doesn't it? South Shields hosting Lancaster City, first hosting third. Lancaster City been in great form. South Shields, what do you think?
Well, I was on the South Shields supporters podcast last week, and I was saying that obviously people are saying they've had a little blip, and you know the defeat at Witton Albion, then the draw against Grantham Town. And I don't say it like that. I think what you're saying is a club that have only really known success for the last 4 years, and I include last season finishing second in the league. I still think that was success for a newly promoted team. So any slight negatives can kind of be inflamed a bit. So I think there's maybe been a little bit of an overreaction to what is two admittedly below par results. They would have expected to beat Grantham. But I don't think going to Witton and being beaten at Witton, there's no great shame in that. I think Witton are a far better side than what the league position suggests. So, yeah, I just think, as I say, I think it's been inflamed a bit. I think they'll be back in form, as they proved in the FA Trophy, with that good win at Stalybridge. Jason Gilchrist getting a goal will be a big boost. John Shaw back in the side and getting a goal. So it's easy to go over the top when there is a slight negative South Shields, but they are still 5 points clear. They are still very strong at home. What I would say, this game should guarantee goals. I mean, I think 53 goals between them in the league this season already. So there should be, I mean, I've probably nailed on for a 0-0 now I've said that. But I think they're the two informed sides in the league over the last 10 games. So as you say, it is the game of the weekend. It's got everything in its locker to be a classic, which probably means it'll be a 0-0. But Lancaster can go there in confidence. They'll have a good go at South Shields. I don't think they'll sit back. There's plenty of experience in their side that they'll have to use, because I think they will be under a bit of pressure early on in the game. South Shields like to make a fast start. It could be a great game. It could be a high-scoring game as well. I think if I was going to not sit on the fence for once, I think I'd have to go for a home win. But I think it'll be a tight one, maybe 3-2.
I mean, that's the thing with being South Shields. It's not necessarily a criticism where, you know, it goes to show you how far they've come, that a defeat and a draw is somehow, oh, the wheels have come off. Oh,
it is. It's you know, we look back sort of 3 years, 3-4 years, they're in the Northern League, and all this whole project was just getting started. They've come so far in a relatively short space of time, and I still make them favourites to win the league. I still think the position they're in is, if you had have said that at the start of the season, they'd be sat going into November 5 points clear at the top of the league. They would have snatched your hand off. It's just sometimes you need to get a bit of perspective when you've had so much success in a relatively short space of time. And I think it's a good time to do that for them.
Let's talk about the team currently sitting in this sandwich up at the top. Basford United currently surrounded by South Shields and Lancaster. They're obviously expecting one of those sides, at least one of those sides, to drop points this weekend. Basford will be travelling to Atherton Colls, though, and Atherton, ooh, that's even though Atherton, you know, are down towards the bottom end. You know, I saw them a couple of weeks ago. Atherton at home, that's no gimme, that one for Basford.
No, I think 3-4 weeks ago, if you had looked at this fixture, you would have said it's a clear away win. But I mean, Atherton have picked up and a good win, and we keep coming back the trophy, don't we? A good win against Scarborough, even. Basford, though, I think, you know, good form, one of the best away records in the league, unbeaten in the last five, I think it is now in the league. So I still think Basford will get all 3 points here, but it'll be by no means an easy task. And I guess the perfect weekend for Basford would be to get the win and for South Shields and Lancaster to draw up at Mariners Park. So it's a big weekend at the top.
And then there's a 5-point gap down to fourth place Warrington. Warrington this weekend will be hosting Hyde United. I know Andrew Snavey's going to say, well, they're both in Cheshire. They're not, really. Warrington Town hosting Hyde United, not a derby. Whilst FC United will be hosting Gainsbury Trinity. We'll come to the FC United side of the playoffs in a second. But Warrington, they don't want to become part of this blancmange that is this big pack of teams down to 16th, do they, really?
Yeah, there's a real concern, isn't there, that the top three will create a gap. As you say, it's 5 points already between Lancaster and Warrington. If that gets any further, it's going to be very difficult for the teams from fourth downwards to really catch up to the top three. Warrington look best placed. I mean, at home, you always associate them with being quite strong at home, but I think they've lost 3 of the 6 home games in the league this season, which is quite a shock. Again, though, you would think this one's a winnable game against Hyde. So I think they will sneak it, maybe 2-1.
And with FC United there hosting Gainsbury Trinity. Gainsbury Trinity, the first test for Curtis Woodhouse was on Tuesday in the trophy, and he passed that test quite convincingly. There is an element to this where it's a bit like the Tom Greaves situation at FC United, in the fact, you know, when Liam King came in to become player manager, Gainsbury did have that bounce. It's not really clicked in the second chapter with regards to the start of this season. Gainsborough aren't a bad squad, are they? I mean, do you reckon this is the catalyst for them to go up the table a bit?
Well, I was supposed to be at the game last night, but I had some issues where I couldn't go. And I think I looked at that game and I thought Dunstan are struggling, but I know how strong they can be at home. And I thought this would be a bit of a banana skin for Gainsborough, but they've gone there and done a right number on Dunstan. And you know, Gavin Alec getting a hat-trick. Kingsley James, I mean, it's not so long ago he won the FA Trophy with Halifax. It's such a strong squad there. You always get a bit of a new manager bounce. So again, this is another one going back even a week, even 2 weeks. You would have said FC United would win this quite comfortably. But I think it's going to be a real test for them. As you said, it could be the catalyst for something better with a new manager going in there at Gainsborough. I must admit, I still think FC United will win. I think they'll just have a little bit too much, but they won't have it all the wrong way.
Matlock Town are currently just outside the playoff positions, and a bit of a derby this weekend. They're travelling to Micklover Sports. Micklover and Matlock both tied on 21 points alongside FC United. I mean, Micklover, we've spoken in the past about how good Micklover starts been. Matlock have had a pretty decent start, but both have kind of gone back a bit in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I was going to say, I think the last time I was on, we were looking at Micklover being third, I think they were, maybe even second, which was a real shock to see them there, because I don't think they're one of the sides that were, and I mean this with the greatest respect, that were really discussed as a promotion contender, but they've got themselves in there. It's quite a strange one, this one, because as you say, they both started the season well, but it just hit a bit of a blip, and I think Matlock is at 1 win of 5 defeats in the last 6, I think they've had, which, funny enough, came against Micklover, the win. It's a really tight one, this, and it's easy to sit on the fence, and I honestly think this will be a draw with the. I just can't separate them. So, yeah, I'll go for a 1-1 on that one.
There's another big game as well, just beneath Micklover and Matlock in the league table, involving Whitby Town and Nantwich, both going head-to-head this weekend, both sitting 2 points outside the playoff positions. And obviously, because Whitby and Nantwich have had good FA Cup runs, they're the ones with games in hand as well. So, I mean, Dave Cook and Chris Hardy must be sitting there in their respective managers' offices going, you know, it's just a matter of time here before we have a bit of an onslaught onto the playoffs. But they both can't win this weekend, unfortunately, for them.
They can't. I must admit, I think both sides will be in the playoffs at the end of the season. I like the look of both squads. I know how dangerous Nantwich can be, and I think they've gone through a bit of a rejuvenation over the summer, and they look fresh and they look ready to take on the league again this season. Whitby, possibly a little bit more of a surprise. It's been a bit of a slow build there for Chris Hardy. But the danger is going forward. Everyone knows what Dale Hobson offers. We've got Brad Fuster, who's been in great form this season. They've strengthened again over the last couple of weeks, brought in some new faces. And I think Whitby might sneak this one. I think I say this every time I come on, but Chris Hardy did a great job in the Northern League with Guisborough Town. A very, very talented manager, and I think he's found a bit of a home at Whitby. I can see him being there for a while and really building something that could get Whitby out of this league eventually.
Shall we talk about Witton Albion? Witton Albion will be travelling to Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town got games in hand, obviously. From a North East football perspective, do you reckon Morpeth will be disappointed with the start? It's very early, isn't it? What am I talking about?
It is, and again, there's a little bit of the South Shields about Morpeth that they've made rapid progress since they came second in the Northern League, or since they've won the Vars as well. You look at them, you look at the squad they've got, the way they've built, the way they've developed it, the way they've got over losing Ben Sayre, who for me is one of the best midfielders in the division. He's out until, I think, January. But they brought in Liam Noble, who was, I think it's safe to say, a real shock that he left Hartlepool to go to Morpeth Town, but shows the ambition there. Will they be disappointed? I'm not so sure. I think it could have been better, but I think when you look at the games in hand that they've got, it's probably a stretch to say if they win all the games in hand, they could go second. But if they win the majority of them, they'll get themselves right back in the playoff push. And I can see them being there or thereabouts. They're good at home. I think they're still unbeaten at home in the league. They've got very few injury problems this weekend, and it looks like they're going to have a strong squad, Sayre apart. So I think this one, Morpeth will win it. But Witten, and I apologise for repeating myself, Witten are the sort of side that can trouble anyone in this league. They've always had that about them. So Morpeth will have a game on their hands, but I just think they may have a little bit too much.
Well, with regards to Witten Albion, they're currently 3 points behind Warrington. So that's where Witten are. Also 3 points behind Warrington, we've got Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge Celtic will be travelling to Radcliffe on Saturday. I'm not too sure when those suspensions kick in, but two players sent off straight red cards on Tuesday night for Radcliffe. So they're going to have a couple of players missing shortly. But a bit of a local derby this one, Andrew Snaith.
It is. This one again, it's a tough one to call. I mean, Radcliffe had a bit of a resurgence recently. I think they've won three of the last four in the league, is that right? Stalybridge's away form's decent. They had a good win against Warrington fairly recently. I think this one might be a draw. I am going to sit on the fence with that.
Excellent. Well, Grantham Town, Hyde United, like we said, they're travelling to Warrington. Hyde United currently in 12th, just 3 points behind FC United. So that's how close it is at the moment. Scarborough Athletic are also 3 points behind FC United. They're currently sitting in 13th position. They're hosting, they're travelling to Grantham Town, who are also 3 points outside the playoff positions. So a big game this one in quotation marks, mid-table land, although as we just said there, it's not really mid-table land, is it? But the league will stretch out at some point, so this game, very, very important between Grantham and Scarborough.
Oh, it's massive, and I know a few people who were at Mariners Park when Grantham got a draw there, and were very impressed with them, disciplined. They were controlled and organised, and that's everything I associate with the Grantham side. Over the last year, the only thing I would say, I think they've got the worst defensive record in the league this year, conceding a few too many goals. Scarborough will be about how they bounce back from that defeat in the trophy. Again, there's not much separating these two. I'm going to not sit on the fence in this one because I feel like I'm doing that too much. I'm going to go for an away win, 2-1 Scarborough win.
Just two more matches to talk about, and they both involve teams down towards the bottom end of the table. Firstly, Bamber Bridge hosting Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers haven't had a bad season. They've just not won that many games, have they? But for Bamber Bridge, you know, they're both on 9 points, so both in the relegation spots. They can't imagine Gainsborough Trinity are going to be down there for that long with Curtis Woodhouse in charge. So it's a vitally important game, this one.
I think what you're saying from Stafford is that they're sort of hard to beat. I think they've lost, is it 5 games out of 12 this season? The margins are clearly so fine for them, where they've just drawn too many games and haven't got quite enough quality to get 3 points. I think they will this weekend. I think Bamba, it's strange. When I watched them last season a couple of times, they always looked dangerous. They always looked as if they're going to threaten something, but it just hasn't quite happened this season for them. So I think, I think the Stafford win on this one, just a narrow Stafford win, possibly just based on that win against Stalybridge.
And finally, for this weekend's fixture preview in the Northern Premier League Premier Division, we started off talking about South Shields v Lancaster City being game of the day. At this stage of the season in November, I would expect to have said this about this particular fixture. Buxton against Ashton United. That should be game of the day, but it's not. But it should be.
I agree. I completely agree. And it's two sides that I thought would be right up there this season. I think there's a lot of talent in both squads, two good managers in place. And you just look and think that there's just more to come from them. They're both kind of hinted at what the potential is this season, but for some reason haven't done it over a longer period of time. But both going into it on the back of good league wins. So maybe they are about to turn that corner. I think if I'm honest, I think this one will be a draw. I think they might just be, they may cancel each other out. But two sides that I think won't be where they are now. When we get to the end of the season, I think they will finish top half. But obviously, the closer you get to Christmas and the more fixtures that keep coming and coming, you can't get bogged down in the bottom half of the table. We have seen a lot of good sides in this division that have done that. But I just don't think these two will do it. I think they will get out of where they are and sort of push into the top half by January.
Well, Mark Carruthers from the North East Non-League Football Show, lots of plugging to come your way now. Firstly, where you off to? In fact, no. Firstly, the North East Non-League Football Show. When's the next edition out, and what's on it?
So we're out on Monday night, 8 or 10 o'clock on Nova Radio North East, which you can listen to online, or if you're up here in the North East in the Newcastle Gateshead area, it's on 102.5 FM. Guests we haven't confirmed yet. I tend to try and wait and see what happens over the weekend before confirming A-wise. Guests. But a 2-hour show looking at everything from Hartlepool United in the National League down to the second division of the Northern League. So this weekend we'll be looking at things like, that big South Shields game that you mentioned, the Morpeth game. We'll be previewing next weekend's FA Vaz. We'll have a quick look at the FA Trophy ties that are coming up. And we've got other things as well. Gateshead are in the FA Cup first round against Oldham. So we'll be looking at that. Same with Hartlepool, they're in there. They go to Yeovil. So there's plenty to look at across a number of competitions and plenty of reaction to a big weekend in the region, because there's some big FA Vars ties coming up.
And speaking of this weekend, what's where are you off to? And double up this plug, if you like, as well. Obviously, you've got a book out and paperback coming shortly.
It is, yeah. I'll talk about the game first. I'm at Hebden Town, who are currently top of Northern League Division 1, and they face Sunderland RCA, who are one of the other Division 1 sides in the competition. These sides have met each other. This will be the third time this season. And I think I'm right in saying it was Sunderland RCA yet to win again. It was a 2-2 draw at Sunderland RCA, and then Hebden beat them in the league 3-0. A couple of weeks ago, so it's an interesting game. RCA have got a strong squad, but Hebden are favourites for promotion, and I think probably favourites to win that game on Saturday. So obviously, the Northern League has a strong tradition in the FA Vaz, and I think Hebden are one of the sides that could continue that this season, which, if you don't mind me, it brings me on to my book Northern Goal, which is out via Amazon digitally, but in the next couple of weeks it will be available in paperback. All of the profits from it go towards two charities, the Motor Neuron Disease Association and the If You Care Share Foundation, which is the suicide prevention charity that I am currently an ambassador for. It's purely being sold through Amazon at the moment. So it's just head to there, click in Northern Goal, and it should come up in books.
And a big thank you to Mark Carruthers for joining us on this week's show. Don't forget, you can follow Mark's work on Twitter. That's at @MarkCarruthers_. But that's it for this week's MPL show. A big thank you to all our guests this week for joining us. Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at MPL show. And wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.